Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you guide us and lead us and teach us as we feed on your word and we desire to grow to be more like you. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Matthew 18, verse 18, Amplified. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whatever you bind, forbid, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth, shall have already been bound in heaven. And whatever you loose, permit, declare lawful on earth, shall have already been loosed in heaven. The same sentiment is in Matthew 16:19, also Amplified. I will give you the keys, that's the authority, of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind, forbid, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth, will have already been bound in heaven. And whatever you loose, permit, declare lawful on earth, will have already been loosed in heaven. Basically, this is true because Jesus is the vine and we are the branches, in John 15, verse 5-10, in KJV. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And so we are literally a chip off the old block. We have Jesus' DNA in us. We are adopted into God's family. We are Jesus' brothers and sisters. And outside of Jesus, we can do nothing. In fact, Jesus had that same thought in John 5, verse 19 in KJV. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. So Jesus said that he can't do anything without the Father, and we certainly can do nothing without our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit being with us. And by his grace, we can do all things, but without him, we can do nothing, just as Jesus said of himself. And how do we know that we know Jesus and we are copying him? In 1 John 2, verse 3-6 in KJV, now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. And again in 1 John 3, verse 22-24, and whatever we ask we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. So we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, and that's why whatever we bind on earth is what already has been bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth is what was already loosed in heaven. Because we, as his loving children, desire to do the will of God. We desire to live the life that is pleasing to him. Because we want to love him back. Because he so loved us that he gave his only son. And that loving him back is why we want to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. And that's why we do his will. And that's why whatever we do on earth follows the example in heaven. Even the disciples' prayer that starts, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. That one says, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's where the earthly reality copies and follows the heavenly reality. Whatever is the reality in heaven, that we can also do on earth. So, shine your light. Remember, the moon reflects the sun's light just by existing, just by being there, so that the light can bounce off the moon's surface, so Jesus' beautiful love and mercy and beauty and light can bounce off of us and shine onto the people around us who really, really need God more than they need the oxygen that they breathe. So, shine your light.